Okay. So just to pick up a little bit where we left off, so I'll just summarize what we were in the middle of last time. So we were discussing the classification of an act of killing through mitzamtzem, and we said we saw three opinions. The first was that you're killing via grama ba'ama. It's just simply an indirect method of causing, and therefore, and I should mention that the nafkamina for this classification, the primary nafkamina that we discussed last time was nezikin, the din of mitzamtzem and nezikin. So we saw one possibility is that it's just grama ba'ama, and therefore you're patur b'nezikin, even l'man d'da and din in the garmi, right? Even l'halacha that we paskin, like Rabbi Meir, that da and din in the garmi, you're still going to be chayav, you're still going to be patur b'nezikin. So this is what we saw as the ra'ah, right? The ra'ah in Bava Kama. Does anybody have that sheet? Because
from last week.
Yeah. I think I do also, but I don't know where. Yeah. Right, so that's ra'ah in Bava Kama. Who holds that it's really Garma Ba'alma. And it's probably Tosfos as well. I mean, Tosfos here seems to paskin like Rav Acha. The reason I say that is because Tosfos on Ein Zayin in Dibur Maskil Menizakin, he's trying to basically square the sheet of Rav Acha that we're more expansive when it comes to Protzeach, in terms of being Mechayiv than we are in the case of Nezikin. He tries to square this with all various Gemaras throughout Shas, which would be sort of strange if in fact it's a shita dechuya. So it sounds like Tosfos actually paskins like this. And nonetheless, we also know that Tosfos paskins like everybody else, that din d'garmi is chayiv. So it emerges that according to Tosfos, it's also probably only grama. But either way, the Ra'ah is explicit about this point. Then we have the possibility that it really is defined as garmi. And therefore, you'd be chayiv b'nezikin midin garmi. Whether this is the basis of Ravina, right, this is what Ravina's shita is. Ravina and the Gemara who has the Kamash Malan, I'm sorry, the Kavachomer, that if it's true in the context of Ritzicha, you're going to be chayav for mitzamtzim. The pasuk tells us obe evil rabbis is a mitzamtzim. So Kavachomer, what's a Kavachomer? If in Ritzicha where you're not chayav for onis and shogeg, you're going to be chayav for mitzamtzim. Kavachomer to nezikin where you are chayav, other mazik is chayav bin beonis bin meratzon. So where you are chayav even b'shogeg beonis, Kavachomer you should be chayav for mitzamtzim. So we saw that both the Piskei Arid and the Prisha both understood that the Kal V'Chomer here was L'chayev B'Nezikin at the very least, Midin Garmi. So that the basis of Ravina is really, he's being M'chayev, Ravina himself is being M'chayev Midin Garmi. In which case, we have to understand the Kal V'Chomer, which we'll comment on in a minute again. Or, even if this isn't Ravina, say Ravina is based on, he's not M'chayev in Nezikin Midin Garmi, he's M'chayev based on something else. But we, l'halacha, who hold garmi, we certainly are mechayev because we hold garmi, and mitzamtzim is definitely garmi. So this is the approach of Rov Rishonim, the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor explains why the Rif omits it from his psakim. The reason he says is because it's pashut, after all, we're done dinim the garmi. So we don't even need to pask in this question. And we saw that the Meiri says the same thing, and a number of other Rishonim as well. The Ramban in the Kuntras also mentions it. And then the third possibility is that it's not grama, it's not even garmi, it's actually just a maisa biyadayim. You're killing it biyadayim, it's a direct act, just like any other act of killing, decapitation. So here too you have a maisa hariga biyadayim. And therefore you're chayav b'nezikin, not midin garmi, and therefore even if it's, you know, lo dan din in the garmi, you're still going to be chayav b'nezikin, because it's a maisa biyadayim. So this we saw was the Riyaz and the Rabban. And quite likely, the Rambam and the Tur as well. The Rambam and the Tur, they both quote this halacha, not in the context of Garmi at all. Right? We said that the Tur introduces and discusses Garmi in Shem Pei Vav. But he passes this halacha in Shem Pei Gimel, which is just regular Adam Mazik. Likewise, the Rambam, I think it was a parak or two before, he even introduces the Chi of Garmi. He's discussing this, he's just discussing Adam Mazik, and he mentions this halacha, that you would be chayev for mitzamtzim behemto in this case. So it seems quite likely the Rambam too as well, even though the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is mechayev because he's mechayev garmi, it sounds like the Rambam actually thinks that it's just a maisa harigi b'yadayim. Yeah.
Did you say that the Ramban, Rambam, or think that it's pasha garmi is also chayev b'ritzicha?
I'm about to get to that. I mean, so far we're just discussing what the classification of killing either a person or an animal.
Let me get to submission.
No. But the Rif was in the halacha, the Gemara, the Mishnah is already that you're chayav for ritzicha, and the Rif quotes that. But the question is, why doesn't he quote it with respect to mazik?
Oh, he quotes in some times chayav
mazik. Yeah, it's a Mishnah. I mean, that the Mishnah, correct. The Kavash Minlan. I mean, so.
I guess. Just that part of the Gemara he quotes also, or no?
So that's what we're going to get to. I just wanted to return to that for a moment. Right. The basis for the Chiyuvatikha. Again, what we've just discussed now is the classification of Mitzamtzeim. Killing through Mitzamtzeim, how do we view that in terms of what kind of act is that? And the Nafka Mina being the Nezikin, then we have to bring it back, which we'll summarize in a second, to Ritzicha. So let's return to a moment to the basis of the Chiyuvatikha. So that really does depend largely on the classification of Mitzamtzeim. If it's Grama, Be'alma, so then clearly, and this is, as the Ra'ah stressed, the Ra'ah who held it was Grama Be'alma, the fact you're Chai B'Rotzeich is an aberration, it's a Xer Zekasev, right? It's just an exception, the Torah is Mechayiv you, despite the fact that it really doesn't make, it's not consistent with the general principles. V'afilu Hachi, says the Ra'ah, right? Elder Rachman Achayiv V'afilu Hachi, Le'inin Misa. If it's a Maisei B'Yadayim, right? So then the chiyuv is obviously consistent with the general principles of resicha. You're chayiv for killing somebody through a direct act. If it's garmi, so then we noted that there are really one of two options. It could be that this is an aberration based on the gzeres hakasuv, and that would be so if we say that we generally, when it comes to resicha, we generally require a maisa hariga beidam. You have to, in order to be chayiv misa, this is what we're talking about, in order to be chayiv misa, you have to kill with a direct act of murder. It can't just be that you cause somebody's death, it has to be so therefore, if the fact that you're chayv mitzamtzeim is just exer zakasav, we'll see all these rishonim seem to really take all these different positions. Not the same rishonim, different rishonim. The Ron seems to be of this opinion, and we'll get to it over the course of a couple of chuburs. Yeah.
If you think that mitzamtzeim is just grama ba'alma, you need a maisa b'adayim.
Like the Ra.
Yeah. What do you do with cases of garmi then?
It happens to be the Ra'ah himself over there is one of the purveyors of the notion that there is a fundamental chiluk between Ritzicha and Ezekin, that Ritzicha, we're treating the question separately, but the Ra'ah is comparing there. He says that Ritzicha doesn't require some Maisa Riga Biadaim, right? That's the lashon is so that he actually requires a Maisa Ritzicha Gamur, a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. So for sure, Garmi is going to be Pater in Ritzicha for the Ra'ah, but his point is simply that it's also Pater in Nezikin. Mitzamtzeim is Pater in Nezikin. Even though Garmi is Chayav in Nezikin, Mitzamtzeim is going to be Pater in Nezikin. That's how he justifies paskin like Ravacha, even Aliba de Hilchasa, so that we hold Garmi. Because Ravacha is also Aliba de Hilchasa, is also holding Garmi, the reason that you're spudded nonetheless. Then you would, that's going to be the major nakamina for the question about Ritzicha, which we'll be getting to. As I said, this issue on about Ritzicha is really the first couple about different sugyas, but it's going to be a question that we'll keep on returning to, which is whether or not Garmi is chai, cases of Garmi would be chai of Ritzicha. The other possibility, again, if it's Garmi, is that this is actually consistent with general principles of Ritzicha, meaning, in general, killing through Garmi is Chai B'Ritzicha. So here I just want to return to Rabbi Nadavid for a moment, because if you remember, I said we'll come back to him. We noted that according to this, there are two options regarding what we learn from the Pasuk of Obe Eva L'Rabos Es HaMitzamtzeim. What is the Pasuk teaching us? I'm sorry. What is the Pasuk teaching us L'maskana? So we know there are two options here. It could be that the Pasuk is teaching you that Mitzamtzeim is Garmi. In other words, even in the Havmina, the Gemara assumed that Ritzicha is Chayev, in Ritzicha, you're Chayev for Garmi. The Havmina was that in terms of the classification of Mitzamtzeim, the Ra is right. It's Grama Ba'alma. Kamash Malan, that Mitzamtzeim is Garmi. So that's one thing that we could understand, that the Pasuk of Olu Rabbos is Mitzamtzeim is to teach you that actually Mitzamtzeim is Garmi. The other possibility is that, no, what we learn from the Pasuk is that Garmi is Chayav B'Ritzicha. In other words, the Gemara knew, even in the Havmina, before that we had the Drasha, that Garmi was Mitzamtzeim. That Mitzamtzeim was Garmi. What the Gemara thought was that you need a Maisa Ritzicha B'Yadayim, Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim, in order to be Chayav in Ritzicha. And the Gemara, the Pasuk comes to teach you, Oba Eva teaches you that actually, for Ritzicha, Garmi is Chayav. So that, in fact, the Makor for this, for the Din of being Chayav for Gram Ritzicha, is Oba Eva. Mitzamtzeim is just one example.
Just clarifying.
Yeah.
This is all a the option that the reason why you're chayav for mitzamtzim grid sifa is because it's garment.
And then as a general rule.
A, mitzamtzim is classified as an act of garmi. Killing through mitzamtzim is garmi. And B, that this is consistent with the general principles of tzicha. It's not an exception, it's not an aberration, but it simply flows from the fact that, generally speaking, you're chayav for killing, it's an act of causation, which can be classified as garmi. So this, I think, is... but and what we're saying now is that that's, if you say that, it's possible that actually this is a makor for the general din, that you're chayav for garmi. So I think this is actually what you have in Rabbeinu David. In source number... is there any way to make it cooler?
Open the door.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll get that. But this is right now. It's kapta b'chama. All right. So Rabbeinu David. If you take a look at Rabbeinu David, the lashon is a little bit megumgam, but nonetheless, I think you get some clear indications of what he's saying here. He says Rabbeinu Mechayev Ravacha Poter. So he says the man to poter less like dina de garmi. Okay. In other words, the assumption is mitamtim is for sure, is garmi. Right, it couldn't. It's not grama ba'alma. Nobody thinks it's grama ba'alma. So the man the patala. So how do you understand ravacha? How is ravacha poter b'nezikin? Because he holds that that for nezikin, you actually don't have dina the garmi. Right, he's called a garmi meir. Vilchach anan the daninan pshita the chayev. The hametzamtim lav migrama hu the mitar el medina the garmi hu. And he starts to get now into the topic which we're going to get to soon, which is what's the basis of classifying it as one or the other. So here he tells you what he thinks is important for Garmin, namely Bari Zeka, right? The Bari Zeka, Kemoshin Esparash from Kamo, Umishim Hachi Chayav Birotzeach. So that already sounds like he's saying, and because it's Garmi, it's Chayav Birotzeach. So lest you think, well, maybe the Lashon, what?
It's like a problem, though, because you just said that if there's
Machlokas
about whether
it dahantin
the Garmi,
his
power is explained in Rina.
But that's in
Ezekiel. So everyone agrees, bro.
That's what it already sounds like when you read it, and then you'll see that I think he just reinforces it later. It happens to be that in the Ran, just clearly based on the reign of David, he has Chayv Kirotzeach, but the Gersaos guy in Shetan Rigdola says it's Birotzeach, in all of them apparently. So and plus which it actually makes sense. Then he says Uman de Pater Maisila Mikra de Rotzeach, who means, so why is it that you're Chayv for Rotzicha and not an Ezekiel? So, bear with the reading of it here, and I think you think you get the following. Maisila mikra derotzeach hulim uti mitzamtzim mashma, and this and here already it probably should be the kol din the garmi mamid mehasam. So why is it that ravacha patters din the garmi? He actually the reason he patters din the garmi is because of this pasuk that it says specifically mosi masar rotzeach. So it's not nezikin. Wait, but then look what he says. Umodeh, but he nonetheless is modeh that you're chayev biritzicha mishum mitzamtzim. I mean, here already, I don't think he's just talking about mitzamtzim anymore. I think he's talking about kol dina degarmi. And it's actually midduk talking in Lashon. It says, modeh biritzicha chay mishum chayev. And I think he's not just saying mitzamtzim. I think he's saying garmi in general. Mishum this rabu mikra de obeeva. Kiderach shen is rabu mitzamtzim. So the Mahadir in the Sanhedrin says, the Lashon is not clear because we're talking about mitzamtzim. I think he's talking about dina degarmi. I think he's saying Dina de Garmi is Chayev, Kiderach Shinis Rabbi Mitzamtzim, meaning the same, this is what we're learning from Oba Eva. Sha'af hu bichla Dina de Garmi, Kemoshe Kasab. So I think he's saying Dina de Garmi, the Pasuk is being Mechayev, Dina de Garmi, Oba Eva, the Rabbis of Mitzamtzim, so that's bichla Dina de Garmi, that's sort of emblematic of Dina de Garmi, and we're being Mechayev in Rotzeach, everybody agrees to that, based on Oba Eva. The question is whether or not we're Mechayev in Ezekiel. Ravacha thinks not, and Ravina thinks yes. So here already I think you see that first of all, the Mitzamtzim is Garmi, it's clear. Also that it's Garmi and it's consistent with the principles of Ritzicha. It's not an exception or an aberration. This is simply flows from the general principles of Ritzicha, that you're Chayev for Garmi, and that the Makor for the Chiv Garmi and Ritzicha is Obeeva l'Rabbasus of Mitzamtzim. So that's just, I wanted to point that out. Now, happens to be, before we just return to the question of the classification, there are a couple other things to note, just interesting things to note in Rabbeinu David. It happens to be Machlokes Rishonim in general, whether or not Garmi is Midoraisa or not. There are Tosfos, Bali Tosfos here and there that seem to think that, well, they say it's Derabanan. But probably Rav Rishonim, certainly the Ramban very strenuously, believes that Garmi is Chayav Midoraisa. What's unclear, though, is what's the Makar according to them. So the general assumption, I think, is that it's just misvar. We know that it's misvar. And that could relate to certain important questions about garmi, which we'll come back to, but that's the makor for the chi of garmi. But I think that in Rabbi David, if I'm not mistaken, it sounds like you might have a makor. Because what's he saying? He's saying that Ravina David understands, remember, that Ravina and Racha are arguing ultimately whether or not Garmi is chayav ben Nezikin, right? So Ravina's argument is not just about Mitzamtim. The argument here is not just about Mitzamtim. It's about Din de Garmi Bechlal. They both agree, right? Ravina David explained, they both agree that Din de Garmi is chayav Yeritzicha, because Obeeva. The question is, what about Nezikin, right? What about Din de Garmi ben Nezikin? And what's the basis for this in the Gemara? The Kal v'Chomer. So, in other words, you have here a makor for the Chiv Garmi ben Nezikin. Just an interesting thing that emerges from the Rabbeinu David. It sounds like the makor for Chiv Garmi ben Nezikin, Midaraisa, is Obeeva, or Abbasis of Mitzayim, same with regard to Rotseach. And then you have a Kal v'Chomer for Mitzayach to Nezikin based on Onus v'Shogeg. So I think that's what emerges from Rabbeinu David, which is just a good thing to know in general. Rabbeinu David seems to provide for us a makor for the Chiv Garmi, Midaraisa. And the second point I wanted to make relates to what we discussed last time at the Kal v'Chomer, which is that Rabbeinu David really incorporates the two understandings that we mentioned as alternatives last week, or on Monday, I should say, in terms of how to understand this Kal v'Chomer, if the Chiyuv b'mazik is midin garmi. Right? Rabbeinu David is also understanding in the end, again, that Ravina, like the Prisha, like the Piskei Arid, Ravina is mechayev b'mazik midin garmi. And the difficulty we noted there was then why? I mean, merchak tavi lachma. If why construct the Kal v'Chomer based on shogeg ve'onis, which if it is related, it isn't obviously related to questions of ma'aseh bidayim and goreim and gram, and not from garmi, which is obviously right. If we say that rotzeach is pater ben nezik, there's no chi of garmi b'rotzeach. There is chi of garmi ben nezikin. How could that not be the basis of the Kal v'Chomer to be mechayev mitzamtzim b'mazik? Why would we go to onis shogeg? So we suggested two possibilities. The first was that the assumption here must be that Garmi is Chai Beretzicha, so that therefore there's no Kal v'Chomer on the Garmi point, right? You couldn't just bring Kal v'Chomer from Garmi, because in fact, they're both Chomer in that sense. They both have Garmi. And then second, we said that perhaps embedded in the Kal v'Chomer is an explanation for why, in general, Nezek is Chai Garmi. It's related to the fact that it's also chayav be'onis v'ratzon. So in fact, the Gemara is not sort of sidestepping Garmi, it's giving you a sort of a sense of where Garmi comes from. Right? But when we suggested that last week, that Monday, that was in the context of explaining why there's a chayav Garmi at all in Nezek and not in Rotzeach. Rabbeinu David in the end, one second, Rabbeinu David in the end is that your question?
No.
Is saying both that in fact Garmi is chayav be'rotzeach, and the Kal v'Chomer is in fact the makor. The Kal v'Chomer from Otzeach to Nezikin is in fact the makor for the Chiyuv Garmi b'Nezikin. So what ends up emerging then is that it's clear. Onis v'Ratzon then have something to do with why it makes even more sense to be Mechayev Mishum Garmi in Nezikin. Right? If it had nothing to do with anything, so then obviously it wouldn't have been a good Kal v'Chomer. You could have maybe made the argument shouldn't be any worse, but you don't have a Kal v'Chomer. Onis v'Ratzon has to do with anything. So clearly, according to Rabbeinu David, it has to do with something. And what we suggested last week was that especially if you understand, if you accept the Ramban's position about Ones, that even Be'onsim Gemurim, right, that if a hurricane comes and throws you into somebody's property, you're going to be Chayev, so that you can make the argument, very reasonable argument, that what that tells you is you don't need a Maisa Nezek. It isn't for Maisa Nezek. It's if there's damage, there's Hefsed, that's attributable to you, even without a Maisa Nezek, you're going to be Chayev. So that basically what the Gemara is saying is, if it's true that Rotzeach, you're chayev in Rotzeach for Garmi, right? Even though you would need it makes sense to assume that you need some sort of Maisa Ritzich, after all, you'd be putter in such a case where if you were to be thrown against somebody, you'd be putter. If in Nezek, where you can even be chayev without a Maisa Nezek be a daim, without a Maisa Nezek be chlal, Kal v'Chomer, you should be chayev midin de Garmi. So that's what I think emerges from Rabbeinu David. Okay? All right, so that's just sort of finishing up what we discussed last time. So now, I want to get just back to the question of the classification of killing through mitzamtzim, right? So we saw that there were three different understandings of this, so just mention some implications. So first of all, within Nezikin, whether or not you're chayav mishum garmi or mishum ma'aseh bidayim, there could potentially be nafkaminas. So first of all, according to the Rishonim, we hold that it's only derabanan, or it's kenas, right? So then you have You know, especially if it's a knas, modi b'knas pat. Is that true for mitzamsim? Let's say I'm modi that I was mitzamsim b'hem tcha. So that would be nafkamina, right? According to the Rov Rishon, you'd be if you held also that it was a knas, you hold that you're pater. And according to the Riaz, the Ravan, probably the Rambam and the Tur, you'd say not. Or even if it's meikar din, which I think probably is Rov Rishonim that hold that garmi is meikar din, there still could be nafkaminas. According to various shitas, so I'll just mention quickly, the Ramban in the Kuntras actually raises this possibility, but he in the end thinks it isn't true, that possibly you would be chayv be'ones for garmi. That the chiyuv be'onsim is not true of garmi, it's only true of adam mazik be'adayim. No, the chiyuv of adam mazik be'onsim
does not apply to
garmi. Right, that you'd be putter in a case of garmi. It's pretty clear that Iri doesn't agree with this. Either way, the Marashal is explicit, and probably the Magen Mishnah and the Baal Trumas too. They seem to all assume that in fact, even... I mean, the Ramban rejects that. The Ramban rejects that. The Ramban himself thinks that, no, you're also Pater. Somebody who's Mazik Ayde Garmi is also going to be Pater Bonus. I'm sorry, it would be Chaya Bonus. Chaya Bonus, right? The Ramban thinks there's no difference. So you're Chaya Bonusim for Maisa to be a dying, you're Chaya Bonusim for a Garmi. But there's a bunch of Rishonim and the Maharshal who seem to think that that's not the case, that in fact you would be putter be'onsim for garmi. So then what happens now if it's mitzamsim behemto and it was bonis? So that again would be nafkamina. And there are others as well, perhaps garmi ali de behema, or behema who does garmi, right? Nirman raises this question as well, goes back and forth a little bit. Let's say my behema is sorry of Sharasa Shachavir. So that's garmi. So, what? Yeah. So that was that would be another nafkamina. What happens if my behema is mitzamtzim behema? What?
What was that last nafkamina?
Yeah, the Ramban in the end I think believes you're chayv. I'm pretty sure it's the Ra'ah and Baba Kama in the Society of the Mid Yosef who thinks that.
I'm close and everything.
Elevators,
side doors, stairs, everything.
We're not gonna be able to get into the stairs. Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. All right, thank you. All right, have a good night.
That nafkamina is that garmi applies only to adam amazik and not...
Exactly, right. If you hold both of those things, you end up saying you won't be chayiv in that case. If you hold that even behema garmi, so then it won't be nafkamina. Yeah.
Meaning not just behema, but the baal also.
Hmm?
Not just behema would be killed, but would be chayiv.
It's part of Niski Mamon, right. Just like Ashur would be Mazik, the Kavanos Azik would be Sibichai Min Karen. So, what if he did it all day? Mitzamtzim.
So this is Nizikin.
Rotzeach, he wouldn't be Chayav all Ritzicha, Ashur's, but although there could be, the truth is, you could raise the question about Kofir. That would be a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Probably depend on the same thing. So that's one. But then we have a question about dim of mitzamtzim in other contexts. So here you don't really find much, but we can at least raise questions. So first, with regard to Shabbos, so would you be chayav for netilas and sharma on Shabbos if you were to take somebody's behema and be mitzamtzim kovish l'mayim? So it's not really discussed in the Gemara or in Rishonim, or for that matter, really in Posk in Dachron. But Misvara, I think we would say as follows. If mitzamtzim is grumma ba'amah, like the Ra'ah is saying, right? And therefore, according to the Ra'ah, is even pater b'nezikin. So it's highly likely that it'll be pater b'Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos, and Kufchel Fem Bez, so the Gemara in Shabbos notes that when the Pasuk says, lo sase komalacha, so in general when it says lo sase, when it speaks of asiya, and the Gemara here is talking two different Yisrael. One is lo sase komalacha, the other one is lo sasun kin l'ashem l'kechem, the Yisrael of mechik Hashem. So in both these cases, the Gemara says, "Asi yehud aser v'grama sharis."
That's highly unlikely to be chayv.
What did I say?
He said
yeah, or highly unlikely that you'll be chayv. Yeah. Either one. It's not unlikely that you won't be chayv. I don't know if that works out in the end, but so if it's grama, so then probably in as much as grama b'shabbos, this is a topic we'll get back to. It's not so pasha, but there's good reason to think that at least many cases of grama are going to be pater, so you'll have a patur there. In general, I should note that in general, grama is assumed to be mutter in any case, any time the Torah says don't do something, unless you, we know otherwise. The Gemara in Bechoros, I think, on Gimel and Beis, speaks of the Yisr of Lahati Al Mum Bechor. So the Pasuk says, Kol Mum La Yebo, and the Gemara Darshan's Kol Larabos Gori. You need a Reboy to be Larabos Groma. So if I were to put something on it such that, you know, something else was attracted to it and therefore created a Mum, you'd be Putter. You'd be Chayav. You're being over the Yisr of, you'd be Loket, of Matim Mum Bechor. The general assumption seems to be the default is you're going to be Putter for Groma. Not always, but in general. So, if that's the case, it's probably very likely to be putter in Shabbos. I should say it's not absolutely muchach, because we find at least one case, and we'll be returning to this over the course of time, we find at least one case where something is putter ben Ezekin, mishum grama ben Ezekin, and nonetheless is chayav on Shabbos. That's, yeah? No, go ahead. Yeah, right, exactly. The Gemara in Samach Aleph, in Samach Amad Aleph, in Bava Kamma, speaks of a case where basically have the equivalent of Zohar. So the Gemara says that you'll be putter, one day in the Gemara is you're putter on for Nezikin, even though you're chayv in Shabbos. Isn't that Groma? The Gemara says, the Gemara says you're putter for Nezikin. The Gemara says, isn't that Zohar? That's Zohar v'ruach Masaito, right? The Malach of Zohar is I throw up some sort of weed. Yeah, and it separates it and flies off, so I'm chayv for that. So the Gemara says, one of the Gemara's answers is that true, and the reason you're chayv anyway is because Malach Masheva says a Torah. The simplest understanding of that Gemara is that that's simply the method of Zohar. That's the way the Rashi explains it. I think that's what Rashi means too, but there's a whole discussion about that, which we'll actually get to at some point over the course. Yeah?
That
what?
That Malach Masheva can be the Chumra also.
Well, it can be the Chumra. The question is whether or not, what's the Chumra? The Chumra is, for the Rashi, let's say, the Chumra is that there are certain things that, generally speaking, wouldn't be considered a person's action that nonetheless are considered Malacha B'Shabbos. But not that there's a general klal. In other words, if you were to be Goreim Zohre, if that were some way possible, I don't think you'd be Chayev. Certainly not according to the Rashi. Yeah, so I just think that, I don't want to get into it now. I actually don't think that the Rashi necessarily disagrees. In any event, the point is that if it's Grama, it's very likely to be Pater on Shabbos. If it's Maisei B'Yadayim, and therefore Chayev in Ezekin, right, even Lamanda Delodan Dina Garmi, I think it's very likely they'll be Chayev on Shabbos too. Although they're also not completely Mukhrach, especially if you have Melech Tzmashevis and Mishkan considerations, maybe it's... No, you'll be very likely to be Chayev. If it's defined as a Maisei B'Yadayim, and hence, and therefore you're chayiv even in Ezekim, even Laman de Lodoin, Din de Garmi, so it's very likely you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos too. If it's Garmi, so then it will depend on a different question, which is whether or not Garmi is chayiv for Shabbos. Right? Assuming Grama, as the Gemara says, is Mudar on Shabbos, what about Garmi? So this is a question that I've seen any Rishon address, but we'll address it. Not now. Just saying in general, I think it's a Machlokas Achronim, but it's an important question for Garmi purposes, which we'll eventually get to. So that's what I think you would say, Misvar. Now, it happens to be, I just saw Rosh Hashanah in Meori Yesh assumes that it would be Pater B'Shabbos for Mitzvah saying. This is Grama Baal. I think that's his Lashon. I'm not sure if he means that it's like really Grama as opposed to even Garmi, or he just thinks that Garmi, Lean and Shabbos, is also Pater K Grama. Those would be the two options. But either way, he seems to assume that it's Pater, but I think that's not obvious. Then we can raise a question about other contexts. Let's say Mechikas Shem. Let's say somebody's got a Shem Al-Basaro. This is just the tying the loose ends from the last February. I thought maybe we'll start. What time do we have? Well, I guess. What? Yeah. All right. So maybe we won't get to start the next topic, I guess. But either way, these are mechikas shem. Los asun l'kein l'ashem l'keichem. So let's say somebody's got a shame on their arm, right? And he goes into the water, but it's not the kind of ink that would come off immediately. And you hold him down. You submerge in the water. Right? Are you going to be chai for that? Yes or no? So I think here we would say, if killing through mitzamtzeim is grumma, so then it's highly likely that you'll be putter in this case. Right? In the case of mechikas shem in this method. But it seems to me that the reverse doesn't follow. That even if killing through mitzamtzeim is a maisei b'yadayim, it's very possible that you won't be chayav for mechikas shem, let's say, in this case. And not because there's a chilek between ritzicha and ezikin and mechikas shem in terms of what's defined as a maisei b'yadayim, but because there's a chilek between the cases, what you're doing. I think it's quite possible that there's a difference between killing something through an act of mitzamtzeim and causing some other effect by exposure to the water through being mitzamtzeim. Why? So here, just, the Gemara in Shabbos speaks of a case of Shola Dagmin Ayam, Chai B'Shabbos, Mishum Nitil Sashama. Right? So if I take a fish out of the water, and the fish obviously will die in that case, so you're going to be Chai and Shabbos, Mishum Nitil Sashama. So here already you can wonder, is that not Grumma? I mean, I'm just taking it out. So I think that what you would answer is very simple, which is that placing something in a makom she'ein lo chiyus bo is halakhically considered to be a maisa harigi bedayim. If you put something in a situation where it cannot live, so that's the equivalent of a maisa harigi bedayim, or it's at least a certain kind of act, which is not simply, we say, oh, well, I just moved it, and memela it couldn't live. You're viewed as being sort of directly responsible for the mis in that case. So if that's true, right, that just like Shola Dagmin Ayam, it's not Grumma, it's a Maisa Rege B'Dayim, you're putting him in a place where he can't live. So and then what you could say is even therefore if Mitzamtim, if simply being Kovish somebody there, is Maisa Rege B'Dayim, it doesn't follow that doing something else by keeping somebody under the water, or keeping something under the water, is going to be considered a Maisa B'Dayim. It's not a Makum She'ein L'Ksav Kiyumbo, or Makum HaMochik. You don't have such a shame. There's no category. It happens to be that water rubs it out. But that's grumma. As opposed to placing somebody in a makom she'ein lo chiyus bo, that's an act of killing. Yeah.
I don't see why it's different. I mean, obviously, it's a distinction like a fish and the human being, but putting someone into like a water itself, you say it's pater, right? Pushing someone into water.
Who said that? Who said putting someone in water?
The Gemara, no?
No.
If he can get up.
If he can get out.
His ability.
If he can get out.
So the assumption is that.
If he can't get out, you're fine.
It's really primarily based on the fact that it's not, because water is a makom she'ein lo chiyus.
We're going to come back. Let me just. Point, yeah.
I'm saying water is a makom she'ein lo chiyus, but also, right? It's the fact that it's together. So it's different. See, more focus on the person as opposed to the makom she'ein lo chiyus, but with the fish can't get out of it. There is, you know, it's the same thing as water, you know, temporarily, but you put it back. So I don't see why it's different than why water for the man or fish.
Why is it different? What do you mean?
It's not different.
Meaning, you know, why can't we just view it as sort of just the reverse, the opposite? It lives in water, that's where it gets its oxygen, but it can't get oxygen in where the opposite.
See, putting the fact that you're putting someone in makom she'ein lo chiyus bo, right,
right?
It's not inherently something that's going to be considered to be hariga, right? Because
if it dies, it would. It might very well be.
The Mishnah.
I mean, my sari could be a dime. I don't even mean. You mean if yachal alos bo?
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I think were you the one who raised this last time also?
Yeah.
Yeah. we'll get to that. It's possible that we just don't define it as you're placing him in a makom she'ein lo chiyus bo, if yachal alos bo. It's possible that it is, and there's a separate reason for the tour there. Vayin Rashi, and we'll get to that. Yeah.
Apologize, because I know nothing about mechikas shem. But if you throw a shem into a fire, are you chayav for mechikas shem?
I'd have to say yes, based on the Gemara. I'm sorry.
You said that the Gemara Shabbos
Grumma wouldn't be us. You know what? Actually, I want to come back to your question later. I'm going to do Eishem Mishum Chitzav, because it could be in the end dependent on Eishem Mishum Chitzav, interesting enough. But let's say you were to throw it into the water, I think there you would be chayav.
You would be chayav for throwing it into the water.
If Eino Yachal Alasbo? Let's say you would be, I mean, yeah. Meaning, if it's an inanimate object, so Eino Yachal Alasbo, yeah.
Right.
Well, then, let's say, Shem Kasavah Gabi Cheres, doesn't have to be.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, there you go. Right? That's exactly right.
But you're assuming that's not because the water is a Mako Shem Lexav Chiyosbo or something.
No, it's. You're saying over there, why isn't that grumma?
Yeah, it just seems to be exactly the same. It just seems to be exactly parallel to the Shabbos case.
I'll tell you why. Because there, it's being there is considered to be mikoch. That's the equivalent of throwing the makom she'ein yachal alos. Well, you know, we'll get back to it. It's a good question. I think there's a reason why you're chayav for it in that case anyway, because it's not defined as an act of grumma at all in that case. In other words, I think that's the equivalent of rubbing against the wall. So it doesn't matter whether or not it's defined as a certain kind of place, that's just an act of mechika.
That's a good learning, that's all, even though pulling a fish out of water is not the equivalent of smashing it.
It's not. I mean, that's what. In other words, it only is because, you know, just the fact that it dies outside of it, you know, you put it in a place where it's going to die. But you're not actually contributing any koach
a horig
in that case. You're just taking it out, and you leave it down. It's not dead at that point, and I haven't done anything else. But here, you're actually, it's like, you know, it's equivalent of rubbing the shame against the wall, where the wall's not a devar mochik, but Nonetheless, that's an act, that's a direct act via dying.
And so if you just like gently placed it floating in the water, would it be different?
If what? Gently place what?
Place the Shemal Kabifaras or something, let's say. Just place it floating on the water or something where you didn't...
That's an interesting question, too. So I think I don't know that that's discussed. I think we'll get... I think part of that question we'll get to. The question is whether or not, you know, when you do that sort of thing, it's continuing to be there. Is that considered to be a direct result of your act? Or is just, you know, that's a kind of... We'll actually get to that. The question. I don't think the answer to that question is clear. What did you say?
Dakota?
Yeah, we'll get to that in the case of Kfita, right? I think there's a possible question that we could raise in the case of Kfita, where you time down, so is after that, right? Yeah, so we'll get to that in tonight, in our, we start the next topic. So I guess we'll just finish up on this topic. I think it's possible that even you say killing via mitzamting is a ma'aseh b'dayim, you're not going to necessarily say that simply having it be exposed to water. Again, you're not putting it, the difference here is you're not putting it in here.
Correct.
That's why all these cases are different. That's why pushing them in the thing is different. Even if it's garmi, it's not obviously garmi. And it probably isn't garmi at all, but the point is here it's already in there and you're just simply not allowing it to get out. So all I'm saying is that even if mitzamtzim is considered to be ma'aseh b'yadayim, ma'aseh rigvei dayim, it doesn't follow necessarily that having it, whatever else happens in exposure to water, will be considered a ma'aseh whatever b'yadayim. So that's mechik hashem. But that brings us to Siris. So did anybody see the grah, the bergola? So the Rambam has his din. There's an isser of Siris, right? So somebody, let's just look at the shacharim. So it's in the cards, right? Anybody have the cards? Not the new ones. Which we're not getting to yet. Wait, but I think we said an hour, right?
Yeah.
But if you guys want to... Have we said an hour or what?
I was at the info meetings, I don't know.
Oh, what would you have voted for if you had been? 20 minutes. Chick-chock. Yeah. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this din is based on the Rambam, that Harish HaKav, this is in Simin Yigimel, it's on the sheet, the old sheet. So therefore, in those cases, you're going to be pater. Right? So the Baragola Alatar says, this din isn't so clear. Where did the Rambam get this in from? So he says, Gamsa Barambam Lohivi Meayin Yatzalo Dinze Lufian is Daiti Shalomdo where? Mimishna Umimemra Damurai Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vavam and Bez. That's it. So the Gaon there explains. This is the old sheet. The Gaon there explains. Kanal she'inu negeya be'evrei hazera in a lokesh harei chule v'chule avagav shem stars kanal v'ayim beragolowa v'ayim beragolowa v'ratzalomar mi dimitzer chinon sham o l'rabas is a mitzamtim. Alright, so what do you guys think? Is that a steer to what I've been saying in terms of the inability to learn one from the other? Meaning, does the Gaon disagree with what I said, that if you can't conclude from necessarily from the case of killing to the case of the other case?
It is a
makom.
Well,
teaching me what?
If it's just teaching that we're always done in the garmi.
No, because here we're putter.
Right.
In the case of Siris, we're putter, and he's saying this is a makor that you're putter. So it has to be from the fact that you needed a pasuk, right? That's what he says. Right. So the fact you needed a pasuk, and he's also assuming clearly that the pasuk isn't teaching us that it's ma'aseh b'yadayim. No, that it's ma'aseh b'yadayim.
Right.
Maybe garmin, we don't know. Garmin, we don't know, because it could be. That's a question we'll get to. I should note this, and we'll take up. In other words, so that we'll get to. But if it's ma'aseh b'yadayim, if you understood the pasuk teaching ma'aseh b'yadayim, you couldn't say. What he's saying. He's clearly saying that whatever was the Havmina regarding Mitzamtzim, in terms of if it's not being a Ma'aseh B'yadayim, that stands L'maskana. So is it against what I'm saying or no? What do you guys think?
Because
I was suggesting to the Michalik, right? What do you guys think?
What sense do you
mean? I was saying that you can't necessarily conclude from killing to other things that you're doing through Mayim. through Kvisha B'mayim.
But I thought you were saying, even if it's a Maisavir Dayim.
Exactly. Yeah.
For Tzicha, then it's not for other things.
Right. Exactly.
The Gra's
saying it's not. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So I was bothered by the Gra's even mentioning it, then I thought that, then I realized that it doesn't. Right? Yeah. Sure.
I don't know, this could be like wild, but maybe it depends on how you view like Kushoth, maybe that's like a quasi kind of Tzicha. You could bring that into the category. You know?
I would tend to not view it that way. I don't know why. I mean, I could hear that regarding Chavala, and by the way, that's a question in Tzantzim to Chavala, whether or not you're Chayav Dalad Varim from Tzantzim. That's also going to depend partially if it's Masbe Daim, if it's Grama, and then what the Halach is Garmi, which I think is really an explicit, it's an explicit Machlokes Rishonim. Not quite explicit, but it's pretty clear it's Machlokes Rishonim, which we'll get to. That whether or not you're Chayav Dalad Varim for Garmi. But I don't know about Sirus. But either way, what Sammy is pointing out is that this is going in the proper direction. If you can, I think it's true that it could be that, in as much as this is a makom ahoreg, almost you can call it, the kvisha there is a maaser rikav daim, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to say that anything else you accomplish through its being in the water is also going to be considered to be your act be a daim. But the Gra'on is going the opposite direction because he assumed that. Barigola evidently assumed that Limaskana too, we say this is not a Maisa Biadayim. And what he's saying is if it's true that killing through Mitzamsem is not a Maisa Biadayim, even though maybe you could have even said this idea that it's a Makamaharig, so obviously you're not going to be saying that other things too. So I think it's pretty clear from this Gaon as well, he'd also be pottering you in shame, Mechika shame. I don't know whether or not everybody agrees to this. Shulchan Aruch, or to the Rambam, or to the Baragola, you know, that the Makor is Mitzamtzim. If it is Mitzamtzim, though, then it's pretty clear you're going to say Mitzamtzim across the board for anything which at least doesn't involve, I think pretty much for anything that it's considered to be Pater. Okay. We have 10 more minutes? What do you guys think? Or no? Oh, well, you can do it based on a vote. I won't be insulted either way. Just to start the next topic, what do you guys think?
Start okay.
Or not, it's fine. We can I think we got our money's worth here. What do you guys think? I don't hear anybody saying we should continue, so let's stop now.
Can you do that last point quickly?
Yeah, sure. Which last point?
Just about the Gra.
What the Gra is saying is he learned our Gemara that it's either Garmi or Grama. It's definitely not Maisa B'Dayim. In other words, he didn't agree with the Riyaz and the Ra'avan, who held that at least Lamaskana. Not at least only Lumaskana, but Lumaskana, we consider this to be Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim. Right? That we had a half meaning that it was something less, but it's not. It's a Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim. So he didn't interpret it that way. He interpreted that Lumaskana were chayav in Ritzicha, despite the fact that it isn't a Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim. Now we don't know whether or not it's because it's Garmi or Grama, or whether or not it's consistent. If it's Grama, it's not consistent, but is that consistent with the general principles, or it isn't consistent? The point is that it's not a Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim. So the Gaon is saying, so that's the Makor. That's the Bergola saying. That's the makor for this for the Rambam. That if I were to, you know, be kovish somebody's evarim, let's say. I mean, in this case, it's a person's own evarim. He's going in and he's simply staying there. But you're being kovish the part of your body underneath the water. That if you do it until renders ineffective your evari tashmish, so then. You're not going to be loke, you're not over the Isser, or at least you're not loke, because it's not a Maisa Sirus B'Yadayim, right? So the Makor for that, according to the Gra, is our Gemara, because the way he understood it, even the Maskana, killing through Mitzamtzim, isn't a Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim. And if that's true, then also having something else happen, you know, by exposure to whatever the element is, won't be. What I was saying was, if you interpret the Maskana to be the opposite, namely that it is a Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim, it still doesn't follow, you could still agree with this din, of the Rambam, that you'll be putter in the context of Sirus. So, I think that's...
The previous point that you can't necessarily extend?
Based on the previous point, exactly. But it is true, though, that if you do think that it's that Lamaskana, it's not a Maisa Harigah B'Yadayim, it's only some sort of Gram, it does follow, I think, that it would be true, you know, across the board in terms of other sort of things that you're accomplishing through this, like Bechika, shame, or like Sirus. That's what I was
saying. It's like a higher standard for Tzicha because, you know, it's very, you're going to kill someone. I guess, I don't
We'll see about that. I mean, certainly not true according to the Tosos and the Ra'ah. I'm sorry, the Tosos and we'll see the Rabbeinu David and Ravacha thought that Nezikin or Chayav Garmi, not for for Ritzicha or Chayav Garmi, not for Nezikin. And you, on the one hand, you say, well, it's very chumor to be killing somebody in to punish somebody through Misa, but on the other hand, it's also a very chumor thing to do. So those are the twin sort of considerations about. And the question is, the Rambam I think Rambam actually thinks Grama, all these cases of Grama, your Avon or your Biada. So I think he was very machmir on the Avon, but Mekel on the Onish. Yeah, we'll get to that at some point. But I think that's the Rambam's sort of solution to that issue is it is a chumor thing to do, but it's also a chumor Onish. If you hire somebody to hitman, the Rambam thinks you have an Avon or your Biada Shemayim. You're considered to be a Rotzeach B'dishamayim, you have a Misa B'dishamayim. B'dyalim not. Grama also he mentions. What? No, that's the, it's kind of based on that Gemara about no, because that's the case of Uri Achiti, also Arati Becher B'nei Amon, right? You guys got to be Nach guys. You're Nach guy, no? Right, that also Arati Becher B'nei Amon, I only know it from, because it's Bowl, in Toch Bavli, so it's a Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin says that David killed Uriah through having it somebody else. So it's, the Gemara ends up saying it's Maisa Zuta. You can also be Chai for Rotzeach. So I think the Rambam, that's actually the Makar for the Rambam. But he projects it for Grama in general. He projects it for all these things where you're not going to be Chai for Rotzicha. You're not going to be Chai Misa. But nonetheless, he wants you to know you are over the Yisr and you have an over the Yado. So it's more expensive in that sense, even though because of the fact that it's a chomer onish, we don't apply it. So makeup. But either way, that's not obvious according to everybody. That's what I think we're going to be into. Okay.
Is it clear that Garmi is potter for Sira? So that's an assumption. That's another.
We don't know. Well, he could be making that assumption, but he could be thinking that it's Grama. Maybe the Grama thinks it's Grama Bama. I mean, the truth is, no, because the Gemara is presumably aware that we paskin in Shachar Aruch that it's chayiv that mitzantzim behemto is chayiv mishum garmi, right? So maybe he's assuming that garmi is pater. That's probably the simplest thing to assume.